long-term project. Is part of what drives that that you've got such a young squad? I think it's the second average youngest in the Premier League, by far and away the youngest, isn't it, amongst your rivals. So, you know, can you see a generation of success? Is that what drives your enthusiasm in long-term?
That's one of the main reasons, yes. And then the people that we work with, that's another one, I think. The way that our fans, our supporters have invested in the team, the way they have dedicating their energy, their passion to transform the environment, that's a big reason as well. And the other one, because I think in general for this, it's still a lot to squeeze. In every department, in every aspect, we can become much bigger and much better than we actually are. I have a strong belief of that. And I think we are on the right path, but we have to be on our toes and we have to take every opportunity because the competitors are ruthless, you know, and we have to be on top of everything if we want to achieve that.
The culture here, when you inherited the team, I'm saying it wasn't a particularly bad place, but the culture here now is very different to then. Again, how important is that, you know, the culture around the dressing room, the culture around the training ground, you know, it's made for success, isn't it?
It is today, you know, but the beautiful thing about the culture is that you have to look after it every single day because it takes very little, it takes a bad decision, a bad word, not standing or following certain values that you have demanded one day and everything starts to fall apart. So you have to be really disciplined, you have to keep your eye open, and you have to continue to have good people with the right values that want to achieve the same as you want, you know, and that's something that demands daily dedication, in my opinion.
Sam?
I think with the Klopp announcement, when he spoke about running out of energy, I think a lot of people were surprised because they see him on the touchline in this sort of exuberant character. But we obviously only see the matches and the press conferences. We don't see all the stress and strain that managers have put under. Can you sort of paint a picture of what kind of toil there is? And how are you up all night thinking of tactics boards and that sort of thing? How intense is this job, really?
It is a lot. It's a daily challenge. That's how we put it. It's every day there is a roller coaster of things that you have to go through, emotions. You have to try to inspire people, to impact people, sometimes to calm down people. Sometimes you have to motivate people. You have to deal with a lot of things that you cannot control. And on top of that, as opponents, are results and other things that are difficult to manage on a daily basis. But I think overall there is something that is how much we love the game, the passion that we have to what we do. And actually when you have an emotional relationship with a club, then that's where the energy source comes from, you know. And you wake up every day and you want to face that challenge and you want to become better and be more competitive. But it's a lot every single day. It is a lot. That's why you need a lot of good people around you as well to support you.
Do you ever try to disconnect?
Yes, I do. I think it's very necessary. I think every day you need to have moments. I have moments during my day that I do certain things to bring everything down. You know, your brain goes all the way 100 miles an hour. You cannot think, you cannot see the pictures with clarity. You need to bring it down sometimes. And there are ways to do it. It's your family. You can do sometimes meditation. Sometimes sport is a great way to put those things away, talking to people. It's a lot of things that you need. You need holidays, you need days off, you need to stay away from your phone at times. There is a lot of things that are needed and are very, very healthy, but the temptation is always to do more. That's true.
What kind of thing in a day like today, meditation be something you do today? Or
I would do that in the afternoon, yes.
Take a dog for a walk.
Reading, a lot of reading and sit there and read about a topic that can inspire to prepare a game or to develop a thought that you have on the day is something really good.
Okay.
When you go to the vision, it's quite far away from where you want it to be. What is the vision and sort of how long and what do you need to get there?
How long, I don't know, and I don't think ever is going to be an unfinished business. You're always going to be better, you know. I have an idea of what this training is going to look in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years, or the Emirates. It just has to be different. The team has to have all the qualities. The team has to evolve in its personality and what it transmits. And those experiences are necessary. That's going to happen when we go through Champions League phases and now we become a different team, when we won titles like we did, but other major titles. with our players and international level achieve something different, and then that group starts to grow. There are a lot of things that we can do, and that's the aim of everybody at the club.
Okay, that's our last couple now, Jordan.
Just on Thomas Partey, obviously you want to be very cautious of him because he had a lot of injuries while he's been at Arsenal. When you look at him now, you've seen him the last couple of weeks, does he look stronger, or is there always that concern with him that he could get injured again?
He always looks strong and very good. That's not the issue, is that... Yeah, we need him. We need him to have a big impact for us in the last few months. And he's a player that can really impact the team in a really powerful way. And we need it fit and available. That's it, because it makes us better. We are better when Thomas is in the team.
Has he done anything differently? Because he has been injured quite a lot during his time at Arsenal. Is he doing different things?
Well, he's trying everything. You know, he's been very, very professional. He's changed and evolved and adapt things that he was doing in different ways to try. I think injuries are part of football. You cannot control them. Sometimes the harder you try, the worse you make it, you know. But hopefully he's going to be in a position to make an impact for the team.
And finally, go Davide.
Hi. Looking at the second part of the season, obviously, you know, the goal is to win the champion, the Premier League. What do you think you guys need to improve to achieve that goal?
Well, actually, what we have merit, actually achieve it. And that's called results, and that's... the efficiency that we need in both boxes to achieve that, because the rest is there and we have to make a step in order to achieve that. And in order to achieve that, for sure, our availability and the capacity that we have to change the team to impact the game where we need to is going to be crucial. So we need everybody fit and available.
How much last year's experience will help you go to the finish line?
Hopefully it's going to help us, but there are things that we cannot control in relation to which player we have available, and last season it was one of the crucial points when it was everything there to be taken, and hopefully we can make decisions that can allow us, but we don't know.